This week in the parish of bourses and market structure, down rates in Europe as ASX goes from bad to worse. NSE have got 3x rack size coming. CME's lost luster as Buzhna cries, let's make equity great again. BMLL answers a key data question 21 million times. My name is Patrick L. Young. Welcome to the Bourse Business Weekly Digest. It's the Exchange Invest Weekly Podcast, episode 265. Good day, ladies and gentlemen. This is a very brief reduction of highlights amongst the key headlines from the week in market structure. All the analysis of the many events and happenings from the past 7 days can be found in Exchange Invest Daily Subscriber Newsletter, the unique guide to the bourse business sent daily to your inbox. More details at exchangeinvest.com. Over in Bit Carnage, this ain't money, it's gold, or words to that effect can now be attributed to Howard Lutnick of Cantor BGC et al. And indeed now CME competitor FMX. Bitcoin should be treated as a commodity like gold, Howard Lutnick has said. That's an intriguing argument as it would place BTC squarely under CFTC, but would presumably appall those who think the clunky blockchain is the future of money. If you enjoyed this excerpt, you may be interested to know you can read BitCarnage every day on Exchange Invest. Alternatively, if you want to follow BitCarnage, the daily update on happenings in the world of crypto and digital assets, you can find BitCarnage as a standalone on Substack. In mainstream stock exchanges, the New York Stock Exchange have launched the NYSE TV Live weekday morning show. Thus, the show has a new host and an interesting footprint of US-centric cable channels. Interesting to see how this develops. It's going to be a fascinating battle, but it seems to be all fought on the terrain of the frankly tired CNBC retail-centric model of treating retail investors with, well, some degree of misunderstanding of markets. Speaking of misunderstanding of markets, well, who knows what's going on? An investigation into derivatives antitrust issues has tongues wagging far beyond the EU27 as Deutsche Börse and Nasdaq were raided in EU cartel probe. Is this a major antitrust investigation or just a fight back against the thankfully now retired Commissioner McGuinness and the idiocracy which proposed a single Soviet market for capital markets? Either way, this affair raises all manner of questions about the future of the EU project. It's a shame DB1 ends up being investigated in this manner, and clearly we can have no idea what allegations are being investigated. Although I suppose we could note how DB1 is constantly asking Brussels to bend EU rules to protect its marketplace. That all struck me as a fundamental antitrust breach. Perhaps EU antitrust officials can investigate the Commission staff involved in talking to DB1 forthwith. Meanwhile, Stefan Buzhna has been on TV saying making equity great again should be the Commission's priority. A spot-on statement from Stefan Buzhna, but the tragic reality is the EC looks sadly lost in its attempts to deliver a capital markets union. I sincerely hope I'm wrong, and indeed, good on Stefan Buzhna for promoting markets at all times. Markets which have not been promoted so well are down under. Once again, ASX has been caught playing fast and loose with market trust as the central bank has skewered the monopoly exchange's competence. Their dryly titled assessment of ASX clearing and settlement facilities is a damning indictment of what has gone on at the ASX. Meanwhile, we have confirmation that from September the 23rd, 2024, Hong Kong Exchanges is intending to stay open during typhoons. Another typhoon coming soon could be a rush of mega IPOs that could put Hong Kong back on top of the IPO table, according to their CEO. That comes, of course, as well. We're recording this in the midst of an incredible tsunami of optimism suddenly coming out of China as a massive bazooka program to push asset prices up has been gaining momentum ahead of China's National Day. Over in the metals world, LME is accused of lagging its rival exchanges, and certainly this week there was a fascinating announcement from the CME that they're going to be listing spodumene futures, another key component of the battery EV metals revolution. The Hong Kong MA, that's the Hong Kong Monetary Authority, has a new chief. He's looking to the Greater Bay Area and indeed promulgating Connect schemes in his second five-year term. That's going to be great news for both the HKMA and bond terms, presumably, as well as the Hong Kong Exchanges Group itself. Rivals are not the only reason for CME's lost lustre, was an article this week in the Financial Times noting that CME has lost its lustre, although sadly the Financial Times, the Brussels Bugle, could not quite diagnose what's wrong. Of course, if you want to know what's wrong, you don't have to spend $500 a year to the Financial Times. You can spend it on an exchange invest instead, where you can actually be several years ahead of where the Financial Times has reached, as we told you years ago. The CME would end up in this position. Or, for our Canadian viewers, we could refer to that as being the conundrum of Skate Puck and Gretzky 101.
Thanks for listening to Exchange Invest Weekly. We welcome your feedback. You can contact me directly, patrick@derivativesvision.com, with any comments. Meanwhile, if you enjoyed this show, we would welcome you giving us a thumbs up. Or, if you have time, a positive review will always be welcome, wherever you find this podcast.
In Singapore, similarly, they've got problems. Rejuvenating the stock market will not be easy because the problem stretches back over 20 years. An opinion writer re-emerges to point out what he had said in an op-ed 23 years ago in the Business Times, and eerily propitious and forward-looking it looked too. That leaves a new generation of investors thinking twice about SGX. As I noted this week in Exchange Invest, it seems Einstein might not have said this magnificent maxim, but SGX is another example of living bourse proof that repeating the same experiment and expecting a different outcome is a definition for insanity. Let's hope SGX can find a way out of the box and start thinking out of the box in the near future. Thinking out of the box is taking place in the UK. The UK is apparently ready to make at least a 2027 T+1 switch, whether the European Union is ready or not. That said, T+ well over 1,000 days wait hardly puts the UK in the same shimmering advanced class as the likes of Mexico, Canada and the USA, or indeed the real trailblazers in places like China and India. Not so many results this week. In fact, a welter of people announcing when the dates are going to be for their results. You could get all that information, of course, in Exchange Invest. And similarly, Exchange Invest, we had the opportunity to talk about new markets. Big new market of the week, the FMX Futures Exchange, is now live. You can trade there SOFR straight against the CME's Eurodollar equivalent. And that's going to be cleared at LCH ClearNet, which might happen to suit your risk buckets. Equally, Indonesia have launched their central counterparty clearinghouse, and the former Hong Kong Exchange's boss, Charles Lee, has formally kicked off his micro-exchange in Macau. Deals news this week. Not a huge amount of news in the pure play bourse business, but one thrilling deal altogether. 21 million big data points, we talk about it. The data quality debate appears to be done, dusted, and in a new quantum. If you wanted to understand what this meant, you had to read Exchange Invest this week. The best and only way to get all the pith about exchanges and markets at the water cooler of the bourse business. Every day, we are the exchange of information. Right now, the exchange of big data, well, that would seem to be BMLL. They've secured this $21 million strategic investment to supercharge their growth. Not only is it great to see how much money has been put behind them, but also quite incredible to see who the investors are. Spectacular names all round. NASDAQ, amongst others, defending their position by investing in the new round. And the big new investor this time round is markets giant, market-making powerhouse, Optiver. The LSEG, they're looking perhaps to sell £500 million stake in Euroclear. That would basically double their money in US dollars that they paid, somewhere between $310, $311 million they paid. They're looking now to sell for something like $670 million, a very handy profit. But it does, of course, raise a lot of questions about just what is the LSEG's commitment to markets. If you're talking about commitment to markets, then you will probably already be aware that Exchange Invest is proud to have launched a special edition of my original book, inspired by my visit to ring the closing bell at the New York Stock Exchange on July the 5th, 2024. Patrick L. Young's original bestseller, Capital Market Revolution, the first breakthrough book in fintech a decade before that word held common currency, has over 10,000 new words of additional pith, placing the past quarter century in perspective alongside the original text, which has proven remarkably successful throughout the years. Capital Market Revolution 25th Anniversary Edition is published by Exchange Invest and is now available as an ebook via Amazon Kindle at the ludicrously reasonable price of $9.99, a quarter the price of the original shorter print book a quarter century ago. While you're waiting to read your Kindle copy of Capital Market Revolution, presuming you're on slow internet, why not think about either checking out our live stream, Tuesdays, 5 o'clock London time, midday New York time, the IPO video live show. We've got Now Online, Promethean Blockchains, Markets and the Future of Finance with Aaron Kaplan. And our next show is going to be a very, very interesting discussion about the future of where credit ratings might lead trading with Patrick Wood. Our finance book of the week this week is Liar's Poker, an absolute classic by Michael Lewis, a behind-the-scenes look at a unique and turbulent time in American business, from the frat boy camaraderie of the 41st floor trading room to the killer instinct that made ambitious young men gamble on a high-stakes game of bluffing and deception. It's a hilarious insider's account of an unprecedented era of greed, gluttony and outrageous fortune. Our next book of the week will be unveiled on Saturday in the EI Weekend edition. Don't forget, that's a free macro edition. You can subscribe to that at exchangeinvest.com, absolutely free. But at the same time, if you want all the news on the bourse business sent daily to your inbox, then you need to subscribe to Exchange Invest via exchangeinvest.com. It's last call, ladies and gentlemen, at the price of $375 per annum to join the Exchange of Information. Rates are going up imminently. After all the improvements we've made recently, our user subscription rate needs to go up in the fall. Product news this week, ICE have launched a new suite of physical climate risk municipal indices into creating ICE climate risk scores. At the same time, the Moscow Exchange have started trading cocoa futures in something that is essentially a carbon copy of the ICE cocoa futures, albeit with US dollar scrawled out and ruble written in. In technology news this week, the National Stock Exchange of India, they've made incredible plans to triple their co-location rack capacity over the course of the next 3 years. Clearly this time around, I would presume it's going to be without fear or favour. Excellent op-ed this week in the Financial Times, written by the splendid offices of John Ramsey of IEX alongside Tom Merritt, the Deputy General Counsel of Virtu, discussing how the SEC needs to take action over penny stock listings. Equally, Chairman Gensler of the SEC made some very, very interesting comments in his speech from Hamilton to Yellen, remarks before the 10th Annual US Treasury Market Conference. Career news this week, big news at BME. Juan Flames is going to become the head of BME Exchanges and CEO of BME from the 15th of November, succeeding Javier Hernani, who will focus his efforts on the business unit security services as a member of the Six Executive Board and remain on the BME Board of Directors. Don't forget, Six Global Head of Exchanges Bjorn Sibbern was our guest for IPO Vid episode number 151, Six, the Swiss Exchange Paradigm. In other career news, the new co-CEO of Deutsche Börse has taken office. Stefan Leitner will share office with the outgoing Theodor Weimer until the end of the year. And that leaves us, ladies and gentlemen, with a big, 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 big world, because it's important to remember from the 1st of October that, well, let's think of a statistic that happens every day of the year. Every 14 seconds, a woman in the world is diagnosed with breast cancer. That's close to 2.5 million cases per annum. In the OECD, 1% of all female deaths are attributed to breast cancer. On September 18th, NICE got ahead of the curve and the Susan G. Komen Foundation rang the opening bell to kick off awareness of US National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which officially started on October the 1st. If you get a chance, drop over to the NICE website and look at that opening bell. The podium is so fabulously pink from September the 18th, it made the Barbie movie look positively monochrome. And on that mysterious and magnificent note, thank you for listening to this Exchange Invest Weekly Podcast number 265. Join us daily for the exchange of information via exchangeinvest.com, or if you have a new exchange you'd like built, get in touch. My name is Patrick L. Young, and I wish you a great week in life and markets.
This show relates to the business of bourses. It is not to be construed as investment advice, nor are we making any investment recommendations. Please consult an investment advisor before you make any investments, and for goodness sake, do your due diligence and do not make investments without complying with the regulations in your home state. Exchange Invest cannot be held responsible for any investment decisions made as a result of our program, which is for entertainment purposes only. The material herein is copyright Patrick L. Young at the date of publication, while our music and sound effects are sourced from copyright-free sources. Thanks for listening to Exchange Invest Weekly, the exchange of information.